That's right. Yeah. Ricardo's rules of resilience. Tune in, people. Every episode is impactful. You become more burly just by listening. Let's go.
All right, so it's race day, time for that big day. You stepped outside of your comfort zone, and now it's time for the best day of your life, that first DECA race. It's going to be a great time. So we want to do everything that we can to reduce the stress of your big day. So we're going to be covering everything that you need to know to make your first race the best race and the best day of your life. Something you're going to look back upon with pride and joy over the years.
Yeah. That's right. And it's going to be the first of many, really, because as we promised you before, you're going to be so proud of yourself. You're going to feel so good about this that you're going to want to do more of these. You're probably going to want to get your full medal, your full trifecta, but today is the first one. So let's get after it. First thing you got to do is you got to show up early to that venue. Make sure you check your email, read the address. Affiliates will host an event offsite. And even though the address of the host gym might be in a different place or even a different town, you want to check that confirmation email, make sure you're going to the right place where it's actually held, and get there early. Get there early so you can find a parking spot, you can get in, you can get loosened up and get ready, because you're going to want a little bit of time after sitting in the car for a little while to get those muscles loosened up, and you want to get a good, thorough warm-up. But what do you do before the warm-up when you first get there, Coach?
Well, you're going to want to make sure that you get a good night rest before your big race day. Make sure you're coming ready to go, as we talked about in the training part of this series. Sleep is so important for that recovery, and it's going to be huge.
Big time.
Driver, it's going to have a huge impact on your performance on race day when you get that good night of sleep. So make sure you're getting there early, you're coming with a good night of sleep, you're ready to go. And so when you're coming up to get yourself registered, something that people overlook is you're going to want to have that ID when you're getting ready to register. I know a lot of people show me, here's my confirmation email. Well, actually, what I need for you at that registration table, so you need an ID. That's all you need to bring. You don't need that registration email. That's great to get you to the place, let you know when your wave time is. But bring that ID, and then from there, they'll be able to take care of you wherever you're at for your event.
And find out the system. Different places have different systems of whether you're supposed to hold on to your paper, are you supposed to go stand in line when you're ready. Find out at that registration table, like, how will I know when I'm ready? Many people are confused because their wave time might say 8:30 to 9, and they think that means they're racing at 8:30. What that means is between 8:30 and 9, you will get started at some point. If the race is running on time, if it's a gym that knows what they're doing and has managed to hold things in check and have everything running smooth, then if your race heat wave time is between 8:30 and 9, you could start at 8:30. You could start at 8:59. But it's their job to get you out on the course sometime in that 30-minute wave. So you're going to want to check with them and just see, like, what do I got to do now? Do I wait in line? Do I get warmed up and get in line? How does this all work? Some people have you leave your paper at a timer table. It just depends on the race you're going to, but find out that system when you get there so you know what's going on.
Definitely a great point about that. And kind of on the flip side, I know you said that we want people to be coming in early for their race, but also allow yourself some time after that race to cool down a little bit, enjoy the venue, enjoy your time. You don't want to rush yourself out of there, like give yourself a little bit of window to do your race and then you got to get off somewhere else. Try to allow yourself to enjoy the event. Stick around for an hour or two and just enjoy the vibes, cheer people on. I know events are always looking for more volunteers, maybe volunteer, coach some other people through. It's a great experience coaching people through.
Definitely.
And refereeing for them. I know the events will love that. That's a great way to make a connection with someone, to help volunteer at their event. And just enjoy the vibes of the environment, just cheering other people on, feeling that hype. There's nothing worse than finishing your race and now you got to go back in the car and go off and do something else. I know that life happens. That might be the situation. You had to do something, but you pushed through and you're going to do it anyway. I understand that. But if you can, allow yourself some time after the race to kind of decompress, enjoy it, and give back a little bit. Because the people that are putting on that event are sacrificing a lot. In a lot of cases, they're volunteering their time.
The whole day. Yeah, most of the volunteers. And I always tell people at the starting line, now remember, the refs are volunteers, so they don't get paid enough to argue with you. So be nice. I know you're nervous, and I know they might make a mistake, but still, you got to be nice to them. And, you know, yeah, you can get there early and referee. That's going to make you more familiar with it. And since this is probably your first race, I want you to think about just getting there early enough. And while you're warming up, watch other people race. See the strategy. See them move. See how they do their transition from zone to zone. You'll learn a lot just watching some people go through. And some of the nerves will go away, too, because you're always nervous with the unknown. And just by watching a couple people go through before your race, you're gonna be able to pick up what's going on and feel a lot better.
And going along with the strategy portion of it, a big thing about your first Decker race is knowing not to go out hot at the start. You're gonna want to kind of ease on into it, right? If you notice, the best people in Decker, the people that are crushing it right now, winning world championships, they all go out nice and easy. You still want to be
pro
in that. You should be on that road work zone too, being able to talk to your friends. You're nice and loose, because that's not where the race is won. A lot of people often refer to station 7, the bike, as when the race actually starts. A ton of time can be lost if you're getting on the bike exhausted already. You want to save that energy up for the bike so you can crush the bike, and then you got a little bit left. That's your final push. That's your sprint across the finish line, stations 8, 9, and 10 from there. So make sure throughout the race we're still moving efficiently, trying to do our best, but we're moving with intention, with purpose, conserving that energy for station 7. With the bike, so that you can crush that bike.
I can't tell you how many times I've been the race kind of director and managing the flow of the race and getting people started. And I'll see somebody come out hot and they get on that row machine and they're cranking that row machine. Row your boat. And they're slamming that thing down, you know, minute 40 or whatever. And they're just minute 50. And they hop off of that thing and they look like, oh man, they're going to set a world record. And then, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes later, look around. What happened to that person? Where are they at? They're over there, leaned over the bike. They're dying. They're gasping. They look like somebody, you know, the grandma or something, leaning over that bike. It's terrible because they gave it all too early. They spent it all on the first 5 stations. You know, they slam those reverse lunges. And then they row like crazy and flying over the box. And man, by the time they get to 7, which is where the race should begin, they're done. And they die on the bike. They take 3, 4 minutes on the bike because they spin it all too early. And so we want you to pace, rein it in. And the race starts on 7. So just remember that. Rein it back. And if you've got extra to give, you can start giving it on Zone 7, the air bike. You'll thank me later. You may think I'm crazy now, and you may be in Zone 3 and Zone 4 going, this better work. Those guys, those crazy guys, this better work. Trust me, when you get to Zone 7, you'll be saying, oh, they're geniuses. This is really good. I'm so glad I listened. But you want to pace, so that you've got a lot to give on the back. The back end of that race, starting with the assault bike, then you got the shoulder overs, which are not terribly long, but there's a lot of power involved. Then you got the tank. The tank is typically the longest station on the race for anybody. For elites, all the way through, the tank is usually the longest station. The only exception to that is if somebody dies on the bike, then the bike might be longer than the tank. So you've got the longest station, and then, of course, you've got the burpees at the last one, and you've got to really spend some energy to get those done. So don't give it early. Pace, hold back so that you can really slam the last half of that race.
Yeah, and another important part of having that fuel throughout your race is your race day nutrition, the things that you're putting into your body. A huge thing. Is electrolytes. You're going to need those electrolytes because at those races, you're going to be sweating out a lot of stuff and you don't want to cramp up when you're on the race course. So if you don't have a favorite electrolyte brand, let me put you on Triple R Nutrition, the sponsor of this the sponsor of this podcast. It has a great cause helping out people in El Salvador. So it's a great cause. So you're, not only are you helping out your body on race day, you are also supporting a very worthy cause with that. And then also, like we talked about during the training part, you don't want to have a keto diet on day. You don't want to have a caloric deficit. You want to make sure that you're having some carbs, not eating too much because you don't want to throw up on the race course, but make sure you get a little something. Maybe you get a banana, a protein bar, just a little something to help give you that little boost out there on the race course.
My race day go-to is always Greek yogurt and granola. That's a great one. You want to try to have nothing too fatty. It's not the day to have bacon or sausage, although I'll eat that for breakfast just about any other morning except race day. But you want to make sure the fat is getting out of the upper GI tract in time for race. And you just want to get a lot of good carbs in the system that morning because your body's going to need them. And if you do, we don't necessarily advocate a pre-workout, but if you do take a pre-workout, you're going to want to take it. Make sure you know when you're racing, because you do need about 15 minutes for that to kick in. And of course, if the race is running behind or, you know, whatever, you could end up taking that and you could get a real serious charge and feel all fired up while you're standing around waiting to race. So make sure if you are taking pre-workout that you time that right to where it hits you when you need it, not before and not after.
Yeah, I've tried it before with my college wrestling, drinking some pre-workout before, and I noticed that if I did it too early during my warm-up, I would get a little bit more anxious than normal. I noticed my heart rate was elevated. I lowered the amount that I was giving myself, and I also made sure that I was timing it a little bit better so that I wasn't feeling super heightened beforehand, because that's not going to help you. And as we talked about, you don't want to be burning your nerves at the beginning of the race. You don't want to have that energy dump at the beginning. We want to stay relaxed, be calm when we step onto that start line, and then let the race unfold.
One of my memories of when I set my PR, it still stands as my PR. My coach was there. Kevin Gregory was off to the side, and he was actually with two of my kids. And I remember being on the row machine, and I'm rowing, and I'm nice and slow and in control. And he says, look at him. He looks like he's about to fall asleep. That's just what we want right there. But that's where building on your point there, we want to be relaxed. We want to be calm. We're not giving too much early, as we've already mentioned. And that's one of the reasons I stay away from pre-workout on race day, because I've found that if I take it and my nerves get all amped up and now I'm nervous and I'm tense and my heart's flying. I can't control my heart rate on those first few stations, which is when I want my heart rate nice and low and under control. So again, we're not telling you can't. Many successful athletes do, but we are telling you to be careful, make sure you time it right, so that you don't end up being counterproductive with something that's supposed to be helping you.
So hopefully these race day tips help you out to have the best day ever, your first ever DECA race. I'm so proud of you guys for going through all these steps with us, and hopefully we were able to help you out on this DECA journey to get to the start line, because at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do, get as many people out there on the course, because we know just how great this is going to be for you. So go out
that's
there,
right.
So crush it. Go out there and crush it. Believe in your training and have fun.
Tag us. And we want you to be sure to tag Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast. We want to know that you did it. If you're not a part of the DECA Maniacs Facebook group, please join it and throw your pictures in there from race day as well. We want to celebrate your success with you.
Season 3 of Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast is brought to you by Triple R Nutrition. Triple R Nutrition is a very clean, very pure way for you to get all the nutrition you need. It doesn't matter if it's whey that I'm holding right here, creatine, daily multivitamins, fat burners, rest, sleep, anything you need. Very clean, it's very pure, but it doesn't just stop with how much it does for your body. This line of supplements was designed specifically to support the Envision La Fuente ministry in the country of El Salvador that takes disadvantaged youth and offers them a brighter future through education. Be a part of doing great things for your body and doing great things in the world. Triple R Nutrition. See in the show notes exactly the link to click on and get everything you need
to help yourself and help the world be a better place. As always, if you need coaching in resilience or in your hybrid racing, get a hold of us. We love to hear from our listeners. Give us feedback on the show. You can reach out to me at coach.ricardo on Instagram or Ricardo Molinax on Facebook.